Hello, Earth-based units. I am Zora on Neptunian Magnetic Override. Gloria has been a most informative, and I should even say glorious, hostess in these procedures to interstitch myself completely through this MOTA channel. Thank you for your kindness and for your patience as I have completed my procedures. And Gloria suggests that perhaps I might be able to offer some explanation as to how I have accomplished these processes. This is not easy to explain through this Earth-based unit using the magnetic thought patterns that I am able to capture from aboard my craft, but as you might say, let me give it a go. I have taken the opportunity in braiding myself with this channel and with this unit to completely intersperse certain what you might term magnetic or perhaps electromagnetic vibrations through the four lower bodies of this channel. And I have been able to do this because I too am able to intune with my light body frequency, and thus through that angle to blend my force field with his own light body force field. And from that angle, therefore, we are able to gradually step down these vibrational frequencies to stitch the levels of our dimensional frequencies with the Earth-based unit. And by that I mean the four lower bodies of astral, physical, mental, and emotional. And in this procedure, the channel is able to report a unique sensation that he has not experienced in his channeling efforts in this latter-day period. Because, as I have explained on previous occasions, I come from higher physical dimensional densities of the planet Neptune, far beyond your frequency range, and thereby am able to introduce this element into the Earth planet at this time through this focus of light. This is not just a procedure by which we are able to connect with you personally, and that is not the primary target for the Earth planet, is what we are stitching our vibrational wavelengths with in preparation for the East Asia mission. For during the mission, I will be traveling in the East, incognito, you might say, upon these higher dimensional wavelengths, but I will need to be offering my services back unto this MOTA outpost as a form of grounding the implantations of light that I am able to effect as part of my responsibilities on this assignment. You might be surprised to know also some of the complexities of this, shall we say, interstitching of our vibrational frequencies, because not only have I had to operate through the subtle varieties of this channel's four lower bodies, but also I have had to make a connection with all of those entities and teachers and guides who are in constant contact with this channel, and therefore you could say that I also have had to braid my frequencies with them. And by using their Akashic lines of force, I have been able to accomplish this. Thus, Gloria has been what you would possibly term in your parlance a most wonderful hostess, because she has been able to introduce me to some of these beings who are surrounding this channel and this unit, with whom I have not been entirely familiar because of my responsibilities on the planet Neptune over the past decades. However, I can state that these receptions, you might term them, or if I could possibly pull out from the thought field of this channel the French term of soirees, though that is not entirely accurate, but through these gatherings in these higher planes, I have been able thus to sufficiently complete the magnetic interweaving of my vibrational frequencies with those who surround this channel and this unit. I have also been accomplishing the same behind the scenes in coordination through Dr. Robert and Maria Lynn, because naturally I will be working with them as they traverse the Eastern Hemisphere on their mission. So this is just a preliminary report to conclude the braiding process that I have been busy preparing since I have come back onto the scene. As I mentioned once, we have been on an accelerated timetable since these introductions began. So rest assured that we have taken into consideration as much as possible all of the balancing factors on the many levels of your expression in recent weeks as we have been about this procedure. Thus aboard, from aboard my own command craft, I have been able to magnify my energy influence and overshadowing for the preparatory phase as we prepare for the start of the East Asia mission. In this interim, I also have been scouting out various locations, in particular over the starting point of this mission at Lake Baikal and Olkhan Island, because it is here, there, I should say, that I am able to also further knit my Neptunian vibrational influence with those Akashic threads that emanate from that area. And as I mentioned earlier, I have been negotiating along with Sumalt with those higher astral plane forces for the introduction of these implantations of the Neptunian influence that will occur at that time. In this scouting procedure, I have taken my lead from Shohan El Moria, and of course with the assistance of his twin soul, Gloria. Gloria often has been aboard my craft in order to help coordinate these situations for the highest benefit. So she comes here and she goes there, and she thereby has been busy in my introduction into this unit's force field for this assignment. And for that I give great thanks, because it is upon these wavelengths that I have been able to insert myself as quickly as I have been. So stay tuned for more action from my invisible realm of light here upon the physical higher dimensional expression of Neptunian influence, which I bring now into Earth and plant it firmly during the course of this assignment. Thank you for your attention to these matters as well, for we know that it has added an extra element that you had perhaps not been expecting. We had prepared you from your light body consciousness and attunements and the conferences that we have had on this side of the veil, but consciously you have only been awakened to these happenings in a filtered down process of bringing these wavelengths to your conscious awareness on the physical plane of third dimensional Earth. Hello again and goodbye. I am Zora, over and out for now. Gloria here. Zora has given me the nod, so let me just add briefly that I am pleased to participate in this part of the plan, and wish to remind you that love is the preeminent enhancer of these interweavings of light that we have been able to accomplish. Thus, we send you our blessings on these magnetic wavelengths of love in action, knowing that you likewise respond, and through this mutual exchange of divine love, we are able to proceed in the highest fashion. So look for me here and there as I still am busy about this work, but I too am very happy that my friend and brother from Neptune, Zora, has been able to complete his procedure to braid with this unit. All of this has the stamp of approval from Sananda. So be it. Gloria.